Lawmakers in the House and Senate took up the issue of gun violence Wednesday in a series of legislative hearings. The Senate Judiciary Committee focused on the impact of gun violence on children, opening with a sometimes disturbing video.
We were all panicking because we didn't know what was really happening.
I was playing dead, so he won't shoot me.
This right here is the picture of the bully that entered my head.
I was behind a boy, Nicholas, and when he fell over, I just followed his every movement and I fell over with him, and then I put him on top of me because he was already... I just told myself I need to look like I look. I'm dead.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois is chair of the committee. He called for the hearing after the Uvalde school shooting.
Gun violence is traumatizing an entire generation of American kids. American kids now fear a shooting could happen in their school any day. And in 27 American schools so far this year, it has.
The committee heard from a panel of experts, among them Max Schachter, the father of a boy killed in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting.
After the shooting, I was consumed with grief and anger. After 9/11, we made the airplanes safer. After the Oklahoma City bombing, we made the federal building safer. Yet I could not understand how more than 20 years after Columbine, children and teachers continue to be murdered in their classrooms.
Another witness, Dr. Moira Shilaji, is president of the American Academy of Pediatrics. She says there's only so much pediatricians can do.
Keeping children safe is a duty we all collectively share as a society. But in this duty, I am sorry to say we have failed our children. Gun deaths are preventable, yet every year, 3,500 children and teens die by firearm. Put another way, that is like having an Uvalde-scale tragedy every other day.
As that hearing continued, a House subcommittee held another hearing on tools to combat gun trafficking and gun violence. And in the House Judiciary Committee, lawmakers held an actual vote on a bill. Democrat Dave Cicilline of Rhode Island brought up his H.R. 6538, the Active Shooter Alert Act of 2022.
The Active Shooter Alert creates an Amber Alert-like program for active shooter events. This bill will provide law enforcement with cutting-edge technology to send notifications to our smartphones and let communities know if there's an active shooter in a certain area so that they know to stay away.
The measure has support from law enforcement groups like the Fraternal Order of Police and the National Association of District Attorneys, as well as Democratic lawmakers like Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania, the vice chair of the committee.
I am a sad yet proud co-sponsor of the Active Shooter Alert Act. Sad that we need it in this country, proud because it is an attempt at a solution to make people safer.
Several Republican lawmakers have also co-sponsored the bill, but not all Republicans on the Judiciary Committee were in support. Jim Jordan of Ohio was the ranking Republican on the committee.
Don't be fooled. This isn't about Democrat support for law enforcement. This is election year cover for Democrats who spent the last 2 years demonizing law enforcement, demonizing our men and women in uniform, and slashing their local police budgets.
Republican Daryl Issa of California said he would support the bill if the author accepted what he described as two minor amendments to change the name of the bill.
I'd like to expand in two ways the bill. First of all, by changing the title of the bill to Life-Threatening Emergency Systems Act. What we're really doing by striking shooter alert and changing the insert is we're harmonizing with existing names that states like New Jersey have already adopted.
That amendment did not go over well with Democrats, who noted that a Texas alert system uses a similar name as the proposed bill, Texas Active Shooter Alert Program. Democrat Cicilline rejected the amendment.
The bill is entitled the Active Shooter Alert System because it responds to an actual problem of an active shooter. This was crafted, as I said, in consultation with six law enforcement agencies to respond to dangers that law enforcement faces with respect to active shooting.
In the end, the amendment failed, and the bill passed out of committee on a voice vote, paving the way for a vote of the full House of Representatives. Meanwhile, a group of senators has already released a framework for a modest gun violence bill, raising hopes for some action in the Senate. Democratic Senator Lloyd Doggett of Texas told reporters he has concerns about that Senate framework, adding, "I don't want to have missed an opportunity since we've done nothing for 30 years. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.